Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and this is a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. This is episode 131 being recorded on January 30th, and for my regular listeners, this is again a special edition. I did one for episode number 130 as well. I'm currently down in Dallas at the National Teacher of the Year Convention, and all the state teachers of the year are here, and I'm doing just a little 5-minute podcast to let my students back in Liberty know what's happening. So today I'm going to give everybody an update on day two, and today was a great day. In a lot of ways, I was the student today. I know my students will enjoy that thought of me sitting in the classroom and listening and paying attention and raising my hands and asking questions today. Today we had technology presentations from the people at SMART. And SMART is providing us with a SMART board and Centio student response clickers and a bunch of software. And so today they gave us some ideas of some of the things we can do with that technology in the classroom. And as I mentioned yesterday, it looks like we'll be able to get that fairly soon once I get back. So we should be able to use it this semester, which I'm very excited about. I think that, that the students will really enjoy using some of this technology, because not only am I going to be using it, the students are going to be able to go up and touch different things, move different things, and learned quite a bit today about some of the possibilities that we can do with the SMART board. And then as well, we'll have the Centio clickers, and we'll try and incorporate that into our class a little bit on giving some feedback as we're actually going through instruction and different things like that. So it was a very interesting day. I hear that you guys are getting some snow back in Kansas City, and that's exactly what I ordered for the Donner Party video watching day. So I'm glad that Mother Nature went along with me. It seems like almost every time that I show that video, it snows, and I think it adds to the whole ambiance of you guys sitting there thinking about the Donner Party getting stuck in the Sierra Nevadas when it's snowing outside. So you know, hopefully you'll be listening to this in class, and you won't have a snow day tomorrow, so we'll see. Also, be thinking about who you're going to vote for in the primary election next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, of course, is Super Tuesday, or Tsunami Tuesday, as some of the people in the news are calling it. And I'm going to have you vote. Since you don't have party affiliations yet, I'm going to have you vote for one person from both the Democratic, the Republican, and then also here in Clay County, we have the Libertarian candidates. And so we're going to ask you who you'd like to vote for, and then I'm going to go ahead and blog those results and to let the rest of the world know what Mr. Langhorst's class is thinking as far as political choice for election 2008. So I'll be thinking about that. That's next Tuesday. Missouri will be one of 20 states across the country deciding that day, and it's going to be a pretty important day as far as deciding both the Democratic and the Republican nomination for president. So just be thinking of that ahead of time a little bit and over the weekend. Well, I mentioned yesterday that I had an extra dessert, so I had to go down to the treadmill here in the hotel, and I did that again tonight. I ate fairly well. They had a great barbecue dinner, and I had a little extra dessert, and I am in that Biggest Loser contest at school, so I am trying to lose a little bit of weight, and I've been doing really well, but it's going to be really tough over the next couple of days, because one thing that they do when they have teacher events is they feed teachers extremely well. So they brought out ice cream in the afternoon today. They have snacks. They have great meals. So I had to use a little bit of extra time on the treadmill tonight. So I went about 2.5 miles on the treadmill and just finished up with that. So I am trying to keep it off and see what happens. So I did include two pictures on the blog. I have the picture from my window, actually. We're a little bit, I believe, north of downtown Dallas. And so you can see the Dallas skyline from my window. And then also the Alaskan Teacher of the Year, Raymond Volley. And I've sat next to him during a couple presentations. And he's from Alaska. He's a technology teacher as well as social studies. So we've had lots of discussions about using technology, what we do as far as history classes, and it's been a really neat experience just getting to know some people that do the same stuff that you do. So I put a picture up of him as well. And I'll try and get some more pictures over the next couple days. A lot of it's like presentations and things like that, so I can take some pictures, but they're not going to be, you know, probably the touristy things that you would do in Dallas and stuff like that. Well, I was going to try and keep it to under 5 minutes, and I have about 10 seconds left, so have a great day. I'll be back on Monday. We're going to debate the Donner Party, so be ready to either prove Langsford Hastings guilty or innocent. So, again, have a great day, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.